Te reo o te rangatira tahi me Pa Kelly mane ki te praere ono ki te iwa karaka i te ata i runga i te reo irirangi o te tiu, te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu i rā tahi.
Ko pānula tēne mihi tonu atu nei mai tō tātou wharepāhoi te hiku o teika, kia koutou e whakarongo tonu mai nei. Kei runga o te wai ai tēnei wā ka pōwhiria mai ko Trudy Brown, wā maua kōrero ano mō ngā kaupapa o te hiku o teika, ko a tātou kaupapa e pāna ki ngā pātaka kai. It's a hand up, not a handout, no reira e ko, e mihi tonu anara.
Ai, tēnā koe pā, tēnā kaita katoa i whakarongo mai ana i tēnei ata. Mōrena everyone, and again, I always start with a thank you to all the whānau that have been generous in dropping kai and food and all sorts of products off to our pātaka kai. Our pātaka is situated opposite the intermediate school, outside the Manawhare, on 60 North Road, and we get quite a bit of, quite a bit of traffic, lots of people walking past, so, you know, nothing stays on the pātaka very long. So, again, if you've got extra kai in your cupboards or stuff in your garden that you might not get around to eating and that you want to give to another whānau, then drop your products off or drop your kai off at the pātaka kai. And we can guarantee you that it goes to whānau who are desperately in need of kai, who also just need a hand up, rather than a handout to just get them through the week or the day. So yesterday we had someone drop off lots of avocados, and, you know, they're quite expensive in the shop, so there were avocados available for free on the pātaka kai yesterday. We get all sorts of vegetables and fruit and things like that. So the kaupapa is that you can take what you need and leave what you want. You don't have to fill out any forms. You don't have to make appointments with anyone. You don't have to even talk to anyone or leave a koha. You can just come and help yourself to whatever's there in the pātaka. And we know that a lot of whānau who do use our pātaka, who have had to use it for whatever reason, they always come back and give a generous, you know, koha back to the pātaka for the next person to use. So it's almost like paying it forward, you know, and we know that a lot of our whānau are like that. So I just welcome anyone who hasn't come down or doesn't know where it is, you know, come down, have a look, see what it's about. You know, don't be shy to take anything, don't be shy to leave anything for, you know, the community to enjoy, really. Kia ora.
Hai, hai, kia ora te mahine, ai, tautoka tuana i e nā kōrero. I runga anuai we nā e poto haere ana te wā o tēnei marama, ko whakaurua tū tātou ki te tihema. Support everything you've said, Trudy. However, where we are at this point in time, we're on the last working day for November, and Christmas, I mean, it's no longer around the corner. It's actually across the road now. You know, it's almost ready to come in the driveway. Christmas is that close. And this is something I'd always say is that, Trudy, are we prepared for this Christmas like we were last Christmas? What type of comment have you got for something like that? Are we really prepared for this Christmas?
Yeah, I suppose that certainly at Open the Curtains, OTC, where I work, and at the ANG Trust, we've been preparing our whānau. So, you know, months ago, just kind of planting little seeds around, you know, saving a bit of money, putting in some plans around alcohol, because we know that lots of people like to drink over Christmas, New Year's. And sometimes we haven't made plans for our mokopuna or our tamariki. So, you know, we've been trying to prepare whānau, helping them to develop a plan so that they can not stress out too much over that Christmas period. And we all know things, you know, lots of whānau come visiting, lots of manuhiri turn up at the house. You know, and in a day you could eat a whole week's worth of kai if you haven't prepared for that sort of thing. So we ask whānau to kind of sit down, look at their plan, see how much they have, you know, they can put aside for those sorts of things like whānau coming, or even introducing new tikanga in their home where they have a koha box, and, you know, manuhiri who come in, you know, can leave a koha and and help that whānau get through the rest of the, you know, the holiday period. So it really is about planning how the Christmas period's going to go, planning who's looking after the tamariki. If the adults decide they want to have a few drinks, that's fine. But just make sure our tamariki and mukapuna are being looked after. You know, there's a safe adult with them. So it can be a really stressful time, and for some whānau, maybe who haven't had the opportunity to plan and save a bit of money, you know, it will be stressful. And it's always stressful because there's lots of demands on whānau to buy presents and, you know, give away gifts and, you know, do special things if manuhiri come up to visit them. So, you know, we particularly, like my own whānau, we just keep it quite low-key. We go to the beach Christmas Day. You know, it's not, it used to be a big thing and Christmas dinner and lots of planning, but now we're sort of a bit more low-key about it. So we're just asking whānau to just kind of live within your means. You know, don't go too, spend too much money. Just enjoy company, whanaungatanga, you know, simple things in life rather than going into debt and buying lots of toys and not sort of thinking about the spending part. And then it kind of crashes on families in like January where they don't have enough money to get through.
Aye, kia ora rā, e rongo tōnei, tēnā, support it wholeheartedly. However, you know, I never thought of actually having one of those at home for my manuhiri, a koha box. You know, I think if I need to do something like that, it'll be for my children, not my manuhiri, because they think everything is a koha, but it's all coming from our end, you know. It's time for them to pay it forward. I think I'll actually introduce that kaupapa for them. Nō reira, Trudy, e mihi tonu ana. Mō te wahanga, ka whakautu mai koe tō waia for our update on our pātaka kai. You know, as you've already stressed and openly engaged with all the time, is that we try to prepare. However, at the end of the day, we find out, you know, we are prepared, but what we encounter sometimes, you know, it's a little bit more than what we prepared ourselves for. So what I'm saying here, even so, I prepare for what's coming. It's what I'm not expecting is that what I'm really, that have put things in to really prepare for. You know, so as always said, the unforeseen is the one that actually catches everybody out when they thought, yep, I got this, and next minute, bang, okay, what are we going to do? There's always something we can do, you know. And the thing is, if you have an open mind, regardless what it is you encounter, you may not be able to sort the whole lot at once, but you just pick away at it at the end of the day, you know, after you've done what little you can towards whatever turned up that you weren't prepared for, you get it done little by little at the end of the time frame, is that you do get it done. So, you know, it's just like tangihanga. We can only go to the ones that we can go to. However, when we mihi, we don't just mihi to the ones we've attended, we mihi to the ones we even haven't attended. Marungai te kōrero e menganei, ka mihi ki te wāhi ngaro. Ngā mea ka kitea, ngā mea ka hore kitea, te huarahi kāinga mō koutou, o tahi anō te whakautu. See, with something like that is that nobody or nothing is left to chance. So in saying that, Trudy, is that we do prepare. However, we always, it's the unexpected. You know, we really, really set back and we wait for good when it doesn't turn up. However, it's not so good when it does turn up. But when you get family that you haven't seen for 20 years, well, that, you don't prepare for that, but that is always the bonus. Nā reira, Trudy, awesome for you answering your phone and our update and always our kōrero. So you got our little mihi to our whanaungas out there that are hot-wired on for our kaupapa, for our pātaka kai. Nō reira, ko, kei a koe rā, a tāua kōrero whakatau.
Ai, tēnā koutou katoa. If there is anyone out there that needs a bit of help to put a plan in place for Christmas, to make sure that you have a smooth Christmas, then contact us at Open the Curtains, OTC. Our phone number is Kaitaia 09-4083-933. And we can help you between now and Christmas to put in some plans so that you can move into Christmas and not be too, you know, stressing out about what's happening. We also open over that Christmas period. We're only closing for the stat holidays. So if you find yourself in need, then by all means, give us a call. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora, Trudy. There's no helping hand any better than that. Will always be there. No reira, Trudy, ko pānalai mihia tūnei mai tō tātou whare pāho i te hiko teika, anō ki a koe ko, Māori orara. Ai, kia koutou whakarong maira ki te reo o Trudy Brown me te rāno. Update mō a maua kōrero mō te pātaka kai rungano i te kōrero mangarai. It's not a handout, but it's a hand up. Anō ki a koutou ko pānalai mihi tonu atu nei kei hea te wai, e maringi tonu mai nei rā, Māori orara.
Te reo o te rangatira tahi me Pākele mane ki te praere, ono ki te iwa karaka i te ata, i runga i te reo irirangi o te tiu, te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kauma whitu, ira tahi.